The reason I brought the motion is twofold. Number one, you can't talk about municipal district business at the council chamber at the present time. Because of the rules and regulations, it has to be a countywide motion. Therefore, my motion is expressing concern because in the Letterkenny municipal district, we have many bridges at the present time where one-way traffic is only possible on them, and I call them horse and cart bridges. I would like to see that this council would realise that with the need for a Bunnaghee Link bridge that's long talked about, and coming into Letterkenny today, it took me 15 minutes to get from Lochnagin to the Polestar roundabout. It gives one an idea of the importance of addressing the issue when it takes 40 years to deal with an application for a bridge at Cockhall. So therefore, I can't imagine that everything can be put in place, but every electoral area will have the same problems. Because I've sat in and listened to and said people about bridges in Donegal Town, people about Logue's Bridge, and I've sat in and listened to other ones as well. But if you refer to our municipal district, our own of Letterkenny, I can say to you something like the Keegee Bridge, the Bunlin Bridge, the Barrack Bridge, the Ards Bridge, and others who are, we'll say, deserving and needs funding to deal with the issues that exist there because they're a danger. And many of them are only one way. And in fact, they have even signs up on the one at the Barrack Bridge, one-way traffic only. So it prompts me to ask, like, when I sit in the council chamber, what am I there for if I'm not there to represent the needs of the people of the area of the Letterkenny Municipal District solely first and the people of the county next? So therefore, owing to the fact you're forced to make it a county issue, you must put down a motion where you have the opportunity of raising the issues relevant to your own area as well as pointing out the importance of, we'll say, places like the Bunnaghee Link that has been long talked about again. And sadly for me, again, if you look at putting down motions, it'll be quite regrettable if very much takes place. This is the disappointing aspect for any member that's elected to Donegal County Council sitting in there today.
Does this motion also bring into question the idea of some bridges maybe not capable of withholding the amount of water? We did see the disastrous flooding in Inishowen, etc. Does this motion cover that as well?
Well, partly all of the bridges that we'll say needed addressing for years in Inishowen or elsewhere hasn't been done. And it covers each and every bridge that should a survey should be carried out by our engineers, who are quite well aware. And the other thing, there were 400 million last year allocated for flooding for this country. And I would like to question very much even how much of that money came to Donegal. Because there was an opportunity alone, and CFRAMS met us on the 16th of October 2016 to offer the people an opportunity to apply for what was known as risk flooding. And therefore, I would only hope that the council has dealt with that sufficiently, because if you don't make application for that type of funding, Donegal again loses out.